first bring on Aaron Mozell, who is a reporter for WHYY's Plan Philly and has followed this project since its inception. Aaron, welcome back to Studio 2.
Thanks for having me.
So, Aaron, remind folks about the scale and the location of this project, and also why we waited so long for these reports, because the timeline for this thing has really been pushed back and back and back. So get us up to speed.
Yeah, so the Sixers proposed building a downtown arena in Center City near Chinatown more than 2 years ago at this point. And if all goes well for them, they hope to build an 18,000 plus seat arena. That means they would leave the Wells Fargo Center after decades and have a home of their own, which they say is good for the business they're in, which is basketball, good for attracting new players and talent, but also good for the area economically, Market East specifically, an area that has struggled for a long time to be economically viable, and they feel like this can be a shot in the arm for that area. Stakeholders have been waiting, though, for these impact studies for some time to help them make a decision on whether this is a good idea, because there are plenty of folks who think it is not, particularly those in the Chinatown community and other neighborhoods nearby. And the reports were supposed to come out initially in December. Then we were told that they were supposed to come out in the new year. And here we are. They dropped somewhat unexpectedly, you know, as far as this reporter is concerned, last night, hours after Mayor Sherrell Parker met with Chinatown stakeholders. And just a couple of weeks, less than a couple of weeks before council returns to session, which is noteworthy because this project requires zoning legislation, enabling legislation that must pass that body for construction to start. So unclear why it took so long, but here we are.
Yeah. And so there are four reports. They're very voluminous. I think one of them was like 140 pages. And so, you know, we're going to ask you to help us walk through some of the findings of these various reports and go over some of the highlights. And let's just start with the economic impact. What were some of the findings and the highlights that you took away from that report?
Yeah, I mean, the report finds that you know, big picture, that the city can support two arenas, both the Wells Fargo Center and this arena that the Sixers are proposing. This is a point of contention. The Wells Fargo Center, who is still trying to have the Sixers, the Sixers to remain in South Philly, argues that that's not the case, particularly when you look at non-basketball programming like concerts, and that, you know, it would be best really for both of these groups if everybody just stayed down in South Philly at the Stadium District. So that's number one. The other thing that I would point out is that the study finds that the Sixers Arena would generate, you know, close to $2 billion in additional economic activity, and that would result in about $390 million in net new tax revenue for the city, the school district, and the state. That figure does not comport with what the Sixers have discussed publicly for some time now, that the arena would generate about $1.5 billion in new revenue. I did talk to a spokesperson earlier today who said that, you know, the report's method essentially does not allow for an apples to apples comparison. You know, well, I'll let the economists sort of met that out. But, you know, so there are some positives here. But also, you know, as you said at the top, it's sort of a mixed review in some ways.
And we will note that we also did reach out to the 76ers and invite them to be on this program. They declined.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get a chance to talk with them directly in the future. And then there was a community impact report, Aaron. This looked at how the arena proposal would impact the Market East retail corridor and the neighboring Chinatown neighborhood and some other neighborhoods nearby. What were the big takeaways there?
Yeah, the big takeaway here is that, you know, the finding here is pretty well aligned with what opponents in Chinatown have been saying all along. Now, they have spoken in more certain terms, saying that the arena would create this existential threat to the neighborhood. The report is a little less certain, but does clearly say, you know, that this arena could be problematic for Chinatown, that it could displace people by raising property values, that it could hurt small businesses in the area, and that Chinatown could lose its cultural identity as a result of this arena being built. And so that's got to be seen as a victory in some regards by folks who have been pushing against this arena, though if you talk to them, they are still not pleased with the results of these reports.
And real quick, Aaron, let's go over. There was two other studies, one about the design, one about the traffic implications. Just some quick takeaways from those two, which I imagine will get a little less play today, but are also quite detailed.
Right. And as far as the design, the headline there is that the consultants concluded that the arena was an appropriate use for Center City, that, you know, it's not
A fish out of water.
Exactly. Not a crazy idea to build an arena downtown. As far as the traffic, it sort of aligned more or less with what the Sixers have been saying, but did caution, you know, that the Sixers need to take some precautions to make sure that their numbers are held. That's a lot of gobbledygook a little bit, but basically the Sixers have said
they could meet the targets that the Sixers laid out for traffic and transit, but it's going to be close is kind of the way I read it.
It's attainable, but not a slam dunk, basically.
Yeah. Good basketball metaphor there. Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
And we also have with us Daniel Pearson, editorial writer at the Philadelphia Inquirer, as well as Vivian Chang, executive director of Asian Americans United. And I want to kind of bring you both into the conversation. And Vivian, I want to start with you to sort of give your reaction and top line takeaways from these reports.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I think the first thing that we always emphasize is that these studies were bankrolled by the Sixers. I know that that fact was hidden from the public at first, so I just want to get that out there. And that's, you know, folks have asked, if you don't know what's in the studies, how do you know they're biased? Well, they're paid for by the developers, and that wasn't disclosed. So I think what we're seeing in these studies kind of falls in line with some of what we expected on that. They're not necessarily independent. But yeah, like you said, the community study, it was very clear. Displacement, gentrification, loss of community, like all of that, devastating impact to Chinatown.
When you say they were bankrolled, the Sixers will reply, well, we were asked by the city to fund them. We put the money in an independent fund, then the PIDC, which is an independent sort of semi-public corporation, picked the people who did the studies, that we did not put our thumb on the scale there. What is the issue with that methodology?
Yeah, I think if that had been clear in the beginning, it would be a different conversation. But the fact that, you know, that wasn't disclosed and that folks were asking about it, right? We want independent, impartial. That's where, you know, it's hard to kind of have good faith in the process when from the very beginning, what the community was asking for and what was stated ended up being something different.
But when you see them, when you see the reports now and you see who produced the reports and we can look at who the consultants are, do you have issues with them particularly? Do you think they were influenced?
Well, and something we've been sharing a lot is CSL. They did the economic impact study that we just heard about. And CSL actually is a company for hire that does a lot of these studies. So every time that a sports team wants to build a new arena, they hire a group like that. It tells them what they want to hear. So CSL also did the study on Philly's Convention Center. And that underpredicted, or I guess overstated the impacts, underpredicted what would happen. So, you know, it said that hotel stays would go up. It said that businesses in Chinatown would benefit. But what we've seen is that, you know, it was by a high margin, not a success. 11th Street is pretty dead in Chinatown because of the convention center.
Real quick, though, so I think the Sixers would also say, looking at the community impact report, that the consultant there was someone who'd even worked for the Philadelphia Chinatown Development Corporation for years, long history in Chinatown, might have a bias against them. I mean, that seemed like a pretty, was that a fair pick? To pick someone who's worked for the PCDC all those years?
That's a good question. I think we're really concerned about the economic impact study just because we know that's what the team would use to justify this. Because, you know, everyone's looking for the top line numbers. They're just like, how much money?
And, got it.
You know,
And you feel like that was from a from a consultant that routinely gets brought in to inflate figures in your terms.
Yes.
We have about a couple minutes now before break.
Yeah.
I want to make sure Daniel Pearson gets a chance to hop in. And then, of course, we'll have both of you for the hour.
Yeah, I think that when you look at any study, it's kind of like looking at a weather report. Mm-hmm. You can't say, you know what, the weatherman said there's going to be 6 inches of snow. There's going to be exactly 6 inches of snow tomorrow. But you can say, the weatherman said it's going to be cold. I should wear a jacket. I should bring an umbrella because he said it's going to rain. These reports, I think, should be looked at similarly. They can tell you the direction of how things are going to go, but any specific numbers are always going to be up to contention, and it never is going to match exactly.
But Dan, you've been supportive of the arena. Tell me why, and do these, what you've seen so far in these reports, does it support that?
Yeah, so I've kind of wanted an arena in Center City for ages, long before the Sixers proposed their idea, because if you look at the design report, you see that Center City or downtown arenas are fairly common. Unlike football stadiums or baseball stadiums, they take about 20 to 25% of the square footage. It makes it easier to fit them in, and they serve many, many fewer guests. So there's significantly less traffic. And if you look at cities like Baltimore or Pittsburgh, Baltimore actually has their baseball stadium downtown. You know, I look at the transportation study, and it aligns very much with what I wrote a couple years ago, that if you look at Philadelphia's network, a lot of people will start taking SEPTA. If you look at the details, they show you other cities that have a lot less transit than Philadelphia, but a lot more people are using transit to get to games. Portland doesn't have 3 subway lines and, you know, 13 regional rail lines, but they have 37% share.
All right, that's Dan Pearson. Oh, we also heard from Vivian Chang and Aaron Moselle.